When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, best show.
Bad sneakers and a pina colada, my friend. Stomping on the Avenue by Radio City. You know, that's where Big Star got that album title.
What album title? Radio City?
Yeah.
Wait, what is the song? Sing that again.
Bad sneakers and a pina colada, my friend. Stomping on the Avenue by Radio City.
Okay. I didn't know they were, I would not have placed Big Star as huge Steely Dan fans.
Oh yeah. Huge. I mean, you can hear it in the grooves, right?
You can't hear any of that in the groove.
I can hear it. Totally hear it. Oh yeah.
Sure. Well, who am I talking to?
Tom, this is Shep in Great Newbridge Shoals.
Shep in Great Newbridge Shoals.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever spoken to anybody from Great Newbridge Shoals before.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's an acquired taste here. It's, it's probably the grittiest area of Newbridge. And, you know, it's down and dirty and it's got that stank on it.
Ooh, that stank.
But I'll tell you, things have taken off since the Junior Demolition Derby Hall of Fame opened.
Oh, is that where that is?
It is, yes. And I'm sure you heard that Timmy Lindquist was here.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, he was the 1982 Junior Smasher of the Year.
Oh, and does he have a plaque up in the place or something?
Yeah, it's one of those things. You know how they have like the footprints or the handprints, you know, at Grauman's Chinese Theater?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but they do a face print.
A face print into concrete?
Yes.
Like cement?
And it's, yeah, they really skimp on the quality of the cement, so they have to put their faces in there for like, it's like 2 hours. It's sick.
How do they survive?
I don't know. I guess they have like some straws.
Oh, well, that sounds very dangerous.
It is. Yeah, you should see the footage of it. Oh my God, it's triple X. No, I'm thinking of a movie I was watching. Forget it.
Shep, I got to make it out to that Hall of Fame though.
You got to check it out. Hey, man, I know you're talking about the Dan. I love your show, but I want to make one suggestion if that's cool.
Okay. What?
Would it kill you to play? Would it kill you to play some Blind Joe Reynolds?
Well, Shep, I mean, this really isn't a music show, like a regular kind of music radio show. We play a song here and there, but it's more of a call-in talk show.
Okay, that's too bad. I bet a lot of your listeners would love to hear him or some Cal Davenport.
I don't know who that is.
You're kidding.
Yeah, Cow Davenport.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go a little more mainstream. How about some Little Willie Littlefield? I'm thinking of Goofy Dust Blues, which is, of course, the flip side of the Falling Tears single.
I don't know it.
All right, how about Luther Johnson? And obviously I'm talking about Snake Boy Johnson, not Luther Guitar Junior Johnson or Luther House Rocker Johnson. Those guys are absolute charlatans. What about Smokey Smothers?
Smokey Smothers? I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Blind and Dumb Man Blues? And make sure it's the one from 61 on Federal, okay?
I don't know it. I don't know it. I don't know Luther Johnson or Smokey Smothers.
All right, what about Fannie Mae Goosby? I believe my man has got a rabbit leg.
I don't know it.
All right, well, let's forget the old stuff. How about something newer? You got any Booba Barnes?
Who?
Booba Barnes.
Booba Barnes?
Yes. Oh, my God. How about just throw on a Calvin Fuzz Jones record.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. How about I Want Some of Your Pie by Blind Boy Fuller?
I'm not familiar.
All right. What about Lightnin' Hopkins? Let Me Play With Your Poodle.
I don't know that song.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's make it a little easier. How about what about Willie Big Eye Smith?
Sorry.
Barbecue Bob?
Sorry.
Peg Leg Sam?
Don't know it.
Or what about Scrapper Blackwell?
I don't know.
Lazy Lester?
Sorry.
Louisiana Red?
Not familiar.
Sunnyland Slim?
I don't know him.
All right, we'll just play some Big Smokey Smothers.
I don't have any. I don't know who that is.
All right, how about Moanin' Bobby Mayer, the Blues Bear?
Not familiar.
Little Smokey Smothers?
Mm-mm.
Little Max Simmons?
I'm not familiar, sorry.
All right, what about Little Brother Montgomery?
I don't know who that is.
Boogie Woogie Red?
No.
Or how about Frankie Half Pint Jackson?
Not familiar.
Hip Link Chain?
I don't know Hip Link Chain.
All right, what about Robert Nighthawk?
No.
Shaky Jake Harris?
No.
Washboard Sam?
No.
Washboard Willie?
No.
Or what about Slim Harpo?
No.
What about Memphis Slim?
No.
How about Bumblebee Slim?
No.
Buster Pickens?
No.
All right, how about some Backward Sam Firk?
No.
Barkin' Bill Smith?
No.
All right, you got to have some Bull City Red.
No.
H-Bomb Ferguson?
No.
Oh, my God. How about Bull Weevil Jackson? Got to have that.
I don't. Sorry. I mean...
I'm tapped out.
Okay. I mean, I got to take it. Those are all pretty obscure artists.
I can't believe you have a radio show and you're completely ignorant of this stuff. Tom, these are the building blocks of modern music. I mean, you've got to know this. You got to know this stuff if you claim an even tenuous relationship with popular music.
I mean, I agree with you completely. That's foundational music. I don't know any of those artists. I've been doing this show for forever. 25 years I've been in radio, and I don't know any of those artists. How do you even find out about blues artists that obscure?
I don't know. I guess it's, you know, just decades of learning and living the blues. You've heard of people who are steeped in the blues, right?
Yes, I've heard of people who've referred to themselves as being steeped in the blues.
Well, I'm submerged in the blues. I live, eat, walk, talk, and frankly, fart the blues. But ugh,
I don't like that.
You don't like it at all? A little bit?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Look, sure, there are times I wonder if I've wasted my life in pursuit of becoming the best blues man I can possibly be, but then my band starts grooving and I know I made the right decision.
Wait, so you have a band? What's your band called?
We're called Shep Needledork and the Pure Blues Rampage. Why?
Shep Needledork?
Yeah.
That's your last name?
Just like it sounds. Yeah, just like it sounds.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, I know it's not the coolest last name, but, you know, I'm the last of the Needle Dorks. And my old man made me and my wife, Janine, promise we'd do everything we could to keep the Needle Dork name alive.
Yeah, was that a rough one as a kid?
Oh, my God. Insane. I mean, teachers were beating me up.
Because your last name was Needle Dork.
Yeah, they were just like... You know, like the first day of school, they, you know, they read all the names and, you know, Timmy Anderson here, blah, blah, blah. They get to mine without fail. they start looking around. This is back in the day of, you know, of Alan Funt and Candid Camera. To a teacher, they all thought they were on Candid Camera.
Uh-huh. But you're just sitting there being like...
No, that's my real name, sir. That's how I talked back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, they didn't like... They got a good laugh out of your name. I'm sorry about that, Shep.
That's okay. The kids with me, too, and I'd be like, oh, please stop doing that. I can't help what my last name is. Can't believe I talked like that back then. So geeky.
Yeah, but, you know, look at you now.
Right? Yeah. Hey, do you want to hear one of our songs?
Yeah, sure.
Killer. All right, strap yourself in. This one is called... Sanctified Blues Man, and I hope you got your blues shoes on, because this thing has the skank on it. All right, here you go.
Shep?
Thank you, right? Yeah, you love it?
Shep?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta say, there was not as much stank on that as I would have thought.
Wait, what?
You gotta forgive me for saying this, but you seem like you're a walking encyclopedia of the blues. But after hearing, have you ever actually heard the blues?
Define heard.
You know what heard means, Shep.
Well, I've heard of herd mentality. Is it like that?
No, it's not like that. It's heard. Have you ever heard the blues?
No. Why?
Why on earth? I don't know what's going on here then. You just listed about 80 blues names, as obscure as you could get, but you don't actually know what they sound like? And you were very condescending about it also. That's another thing.
Look, truthfully, I'm pretty new to the blues, all right? And I've been completely absorbed in this cool blues encyclopedia I found in the basement. And I don't know, I just love all that I've learned about it. I could read about it forever. And I know that's cheating if I've never actually heard any of the fairly large handful of artists I mentioned earlier.
It was more than a handful.
I said a large handful.
Okay. I thought it was more than a large handful.
Okay, two scoops. All right. Look, I know it's weird, but I tell you, that book has really kept me occupied these last 8 months. You know, it feels like I've been stuck in this house for decades, right?
Well, look, I understand that completely. You're not going to get any argument from me. It's like this quarantine has been just so hard on everybody.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
What quarantine?
Wait, what did you just say?
I said, what quarantine? What are you talking about?
What quarantine? Are you joking?
No.
You're not joking.
No.
You don't know the quarantine that's been going on around the country and the world of people holed up in their homes avoiding the coronavirus.
What? No, that sounds like a movie. Are you thinking of Outbreak?
No, I'm not thinking of the movie Outbreak. No, it's been going on since March. How is this new?
I know you're thinking of the Andromeda strain, which I've never seen, so I don't know what it is, but it sounds like that. Is that what it is?
It's not. I don't know what Andromeda strain is about either, but I know that this is not a movie.
Okay.
Huh. This is news to you. But you said felt like you've been stuck in the house for decades?
Well, it feels like I've been stuck in the house for decades with I have been stuck in the house for decades, and you're closer to the truth.
So, wait, hold on. So you haven't left your house for actual decades?
That's right, yeah.
Are you okay? Do you need help with anything?
Oh, no. I'm fine. You know, my daddy is a bit stern, and he prefers I not leave the house.
Wait, your daddy?
Yes.
How old are you, Shep?
I'm 58. Why?
Well, how old is your dad?
He's 103. Why?
Okay, well, that's very weird right off the top, but okay, well, hold on. The song you played was called what again?
Sanctified Blues Man.
Because that's, now that I'm thinking about it, that was a Paul Collins Beat song, I think. Rock and Roll Girl.
Ugh. All right, you got me. Tom, I don't really have a band.
You don't have a band?
I don't. I thought you'd be impressed that I have a blues band because, you know, it's a proven fact that having a blues band is A, the biggest turn on for women, and B, the thing that men respect most.
That's a proven fact?
Oh, yeah. I've done my research. Now you do yours.
Okay.
Don't do too much research.
Yeah, that a blues band is the biggest turn on for women and the thing men admire the most. No.
Yeah, you've heard those stories about Stevie Ray Vaughan's bassist walking into a club and the women just walking up and pawing themselves.
I've never heard any of those stories.
Well, it probably happened.
To Stevie Ray Vaughan's bassist.
Yes, I think his name was Tony Shanahan. Is that his name? I don't know.
I don't know what his name was. I don't know the bassist from Stevie Ray Vaughan's band. What's going on here, Shep?
It's a forgivable sin. Look, my dad is weird, okay? I'm straight up truth on that. He absolutely hates rock and roll, but he has a giant petrified H on for women he sees as, quote, troublesome and, quote, chronically delinquent.
Right. It's getting stranger now.
It's my life. It's all I know. Daddy was raised flagrant Quaker. And to Daddy, that song Rock and Roll Girl by the Paul Collins Beat is the audio encapsulation of his deepest, filthiest caramel cravings. It's sick.
What kind of cravings?
Caramel. Caramel cravings. Like that movie, Knowledge with
Carnal.
What is it?
Not caramel. Carnal cravings.
No, it's not. It's not like a corn kernel. It's caramel. The cravings are caramel.
No, they're carnal. Carnal.
Dude, you need to watch that movie, Caramel Knowledge. It's Anne Margaret. She works in a caramel factory. And then Art Garfunkel, he comes in and he sweeps her off his feet. And the whole thing was ripped off for An Officer and a Gentleman later. He comes into the factory, you know.
Shep, I don't know what to tell you. That's not what that movie's about. I don't get any of this.
Okay.
Well, your daddy thought that Paul Collins beat song is the filthiest thing he ever heard.
Yes. Basically, that song is his version of pornography. And Rock and Roll Girl is the only record he allows in the home. And between you and me?
Yeah.
There are times late at night where I hear him playing the song on his little portable record player, and he's moaning in the weirdest aged ecstasy. It's pretty disturbing.
That sounds horrifying.
It's like, yeah, sometimes he says my name, which I hate. Okay, I'm straight up, I hate that, you know, and it's just like, oh, forget it, please.
That is very troubling. I can't believe that you let your I'm not going to call him your daddy like you do, your father, this 103-year-old man, is running your life to this degree.
Well, look, it's daddy's house. And he runs a ship tighter than Dick's hat band. God, I love that phrase. That's just, I love that phrase. Anyway, and if daddy wants me to never leave this house and do his bidding, what other recourse do I have?
Well, you're an adult. You can't just leave?
Well, daddy controls all the finances, and I'll tell you, his grip on the purse strings is tighter than Dick's hat band. I could say that all night and never get tired of it.
Yeah, please don't.
Well, look, I know this whole situation is not healthy, and frankly, it's a real Hitchcock psycho situation, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this is a very troubling situation, very weird. You said it's a psycho situation with your
dad? Yeah.
You mean, but in the movie Psycho, Norman Bates' mother turns out that she's dead and the corpse is sitting in a chair the whole time.
Is that right? Because daddy wouldn't let me see that film because it shows a shower, and to daddy, a shower drain is also full on pornography.
Daddy, your father has some very, very extreme views of what constitutes pornography.
He really does. He, as far as he knows, I haven't bathed since I was a teenager. I sneak in a little bath here and there.
Mm-hmm. Here and there.
Hey, so. Here and there, once every, that's a fortnight. Is it like 4 months? Because that's what I do.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Wait, so I'm thinking about this. Are you floating the idea that my daddy is, if not dead, too decrepit to really stop me if I left the house?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say with him being 103, yeah, I think it's a pretty real possibility.
Oh my God. Tom, I can't thank you enough. It's like, I feel like you've clipped the chains from my ankles and my hands. Oh my God. I think I'm going to do it. I really think I'm going to do it.
Really?
This is going to be the first day of the rest of my life. And Tom, I owe it all to you.
Well. That is, I want the best for you. You know, I'm rooting for you.
That means a lot to me, and I'm nervous. I'm nervous. Here we go. I'm going to make a break for it, okay? Here we go. F you, old man. Nope, he's alive and he's positively murderous. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Shep? I think we lost Shep. That's weird. That's a weird one. Actually, I have some unanswered questions. I wanted to find out about the rest of the family.